Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Josh Wartenberger. We're talking some about the boys' basketball. The Blue Jays remain undefeated in the Big 7 League, a perfect 7-0. They are 11-2 overall on the season. We talked about that loss to Rock Creek in the championship game, a tough one in the Burlington tournament, Coach. But your team gets back into Big 7 League play and bounces back with a win last night against Riverside. You also had a home win against Silver Lake on Friday last week, and I wanted to ask you about that game because, man, when you played them in the tournament, that was the two-point game down to the wire, but you managed to beat them by 19 points at home on Friday. So did your team just play that much better against Silver Lake, or what stood out in getting a much more convincing win against the Eagles Friday?
Yeah, it's a talented team that we had to face 2 weeks in a row, and I was happy with how we made adjustments from the previous week to that game. I felt like we extended our lead. You know, we went into the fourth quarter at Burlington with a lead, and they cut into it. We didn't make free throws, had some turnovers, and when we were at home, we finished it out and extended the lead when they had to put some pressure on us. So really happy with our guys and how they responded from 1 week to the next with the same opponent.
You beat Riverside then last night, 58-43. You kind of start the second time through. We were just talking, Riverside was a little different team, had a different player, and a lot's changed since maybe back on December the 8th or the 12th. So, but the good news is still able to play in front, it sounded like, through most of that game and play pretty well.
Yeah, it was a battle, and they the pace of the game, they kind of dictated that a little bit, and so there's games in the Big 7 that you just have to grind out. We were able to pull out a 15-point win with just one three-pointer, and so that's guys that have to play for 32 minutes, have to be solid on defense, and then grind it out on the offensive end. So proud of how we did that last night.
Seems like your team and the Sabetta boys in general have always been a good team at getting to the free throw line. I know Coach Bug talked forever, you know, about if we can make as many free throws as our opponent attempts. And you've had quite a few free throws this year. Seems like your team's shooting a pretty good clip. Do you think that's been a plus for you and helped you kind of maintain a lead through the final quarters of some of these games?
Yeah, if we make them, we did a good job. Last night we were 9 of 12, yeah, when we got put to the line. You know, Riverside shot 19, and so, you know, we've got to look for ways to cut that down. It's something that's a big part of the game, that if you can get to the line without somebody in your face and you get a free shot, you want to take advantage of that.
You go to Royal Valley on Friday night, and then three games next week, three big ones. Nemaus Central comes in. You got your first of two games at Perry Lecompton, and then you're at Jeff West as well. So, man, it looks like it's going to be a challenging stretch here for your team, starting with the road trip to Royal Valley on Friday night. Still feel like this team is continuing to progress and be ready to go each day and each game?
Yeah, they've been continuing to push each other in practice. I've been really happy with, I feel like our intensity has picked up since the Burlington tournament, and guys are ready to go when it's time. And, you know, there's no team that we can, in basketball and with the schedule that we have, there's no team that we can take for granted when we play them. We've got to be ready to go every night.
Well, and of course, you're going to get everybody's best shot as well, you know, as you are undefeated and continuing the streak from last year after going undefeated in the Big 7 League as well. So you kind of got that bullseye on you as you go through the league again here the second time now this season. So best of luck in taking everyone's best shot, Coach, and keep winning. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you.
Josh Wartenberger, head coach of the Sabetha Boys, the weekly coaches shows on KNZA for Sabetha, brought to you by Sailor Insurance, also by Garrett Country Mart and C&K Service in Sabetha.